Thanks for being with us today on Community Matters. It is the, the 20th of April, which means Monday, the 22nd, is Earth Day. And Calhoun County has a really useful event coming up on Monday. So you have an assignment right now and maybe tomorrow. Look around your house and find those old electronics, things like that, maybe old phones, I don't know, stuff like this that's been accumulating, VCRs maybe, you've been wondering what the heck to do with that stuff. This is your opportunity on Earth Day Monday to get rid of it and do so in the right way. Sarah Lundy is here, Solid Waste and Recycling Coordinator in Calhoun County. She oversees the entire recycling program in the county. And she is here to tell us about this event on Monday. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Well, thanks for this opportunity. This Monday's event at Bailey Park in the afternoon is meant to provide Calhoun County residents with an opportunity to get rid of some of the aforementioned stuff that we know we really shouldn't throw in the trash, but we might not know what to do with it otherwise. Help us. This is what this is about, right?
Yes. Yep. We're taking some items that are very hard to get rid of. So this is your opportunity to get rid of your appliances that have Freon. So if you have any like refrigerators, air conditioners, freezers, dehumidifiers sitting around, this is your chance to get rid of those. And it's also a household hazardous waste collection. So this is a great time to get rid of your oil-based paint and pesticides and batteries, old fire extinguishers, fluorescent light bulbs, things like that. And then we do have, like, as you mentioned, the electronics. And that, I mean, that's another one. A lot of people have old TVs to get rid of and they can get expensive. And Best Buy has a lot of restrictions on what they take. So this is a good chance to get rid of all of those electronics for free. So you just have to be a Calhoun County resident and it needs to be residential material.
Residential material. So that's really one of the asterisks there. But most of us fall into that designation with this stuff, don't we?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How often do you do these?
Well, this is our one big event of the year. So this is a really good one if you have a few different things to get rid of. So if you have some appliances and scrap metal and household hazardous waste or electronics and household hazardous waste, this is like the event for you. Okay. But this is also a very big event. So we expect like 500 to 800 vehicles to pass through this event.
Oh my.
So sometimes you may be sitting in line for a half an hour to an hour, especially the first half of the event. Typically, like beyond 3 o'clock, the line is a lot shorter. You can get through a lot faster. But if you only have household hazardous waste, I would recommend maybe waiting until our May, September, or October collection, because those are generally like 200, 300 vehicles, very quick line in and out. So if you only have, you know, just a couple of things like old medications or something, I would wait until May unless you have, you know, come later in the event when you're not sitting. People anticipate our events and show up an hour or two before. So when we start, there's generally a really long line just because people show up early and make a long line before we start.
All right. So this big one includes the electronics, but the one in May will not.
No. Yeah. So, and this is is your only opportunity to do the Freon items with Freon too. So
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. This one includes more, so it may be more popular. This will be noon until 5:30 on Monday at Bailey Park. And so, as you point out, some folks will do as we have suggested and spend the weekend packing up these things, and they will be there with bells on Monday to get rid of it. How do you keep that flow going? This must be a well-coordinated operation.
Yeah, we have to show up pretty early to make sure that we have signage and the blockades up and can manage the line generally a couple hours before the event even starts. So we try to get it so the vendors can get in, they can get set up, they can get ready. If we can start a few minutes early, we do. We just have to get everything all set up and then try to work through the line with electronics, if we do have a long line, we usually have two unloading zones. And sometimes we'll even do that with household hazardous waste. If there's too many people waiting in line, we have two lines to unload. And then when the line gets shorter, we drop down to one, you know, consolidate things. But we do what we can to get everybody in and out of there as fast as possible. You know, some people come with just a couple things, and then we have people show up with like a van load of electronics. And so you just have to be, you know, patient and let them get that all unloaded safely.
Yeah. I latched on to something you said. You said vendors. So you're working with some partners to help get rid of this stuff. It's not like the county takes it all back to a warehouse and tries to figure it out.
No, these are some pretty specialized items. And so items that don't, the appliances and scrap metal that do not have Freon in them, they are going to go to Franklin Iron and Metal. We try to work what we can locally, support local businesses if we can. So that will be staying local and get recycled through the scrap market. The items with Freon are going to go with our electronics vendor. They have someone that comes in and removes Freon from items that they take at their facility in St. Joe. And so those will get they'll have the Freon and stuff removed from them. They'll get tagged properly, and then the metal can be recycled that way. The electronics, like I said, they go to a vendor in St. Joe, Michigan, they are registered with the state of Michigan. They pass their inspections well. And so if you are worried, a lot of people are always worried about their computer hard drives. And so depending on the computer, if it's something that's going to be completely recycled, they will shred the hard drives. If it's something that they would potentially sell as a reuse item, they wipe the hard drive clean. So there is no threat of your identification, you know, any personal information being stolen that way. We really work on trying to use vendors that you can trust and make sure that they are, you know, on the up and up with the state when we do our events. And then we have a company called ERG coming in that will be taking all of our household hazardous waste. And so that material goes a whole bunch of different ways. Sometimes it can be treated and then released out. The liquids can as water. Other things have to be incinerated. Some things have to go to special landfills. Metals and batteries can be recycled. So it just depends on the item. When we pick a vendor, we have a hierarchy of how we would like things to be handled. And so when we select one, that's one thing that we do look at is, you know, what are they doing to not just throw it all away? So we try to work with someone that can recycle as much of the material as possible.
What are some examples of household hazardous waste that you see most? You mentioned batteries and things. What other things are there?
Well, oil-based paint tends to be one of the top items, which is so funny because you don't see it used as much as you used to. But it's still coming in. And so that would also include your stain. And then we get a lot of motor oil comes in too, which is great because then people aren't pouring it down storm drains or lighting on fire. You know, so come get it in a lot. That usually can be recycled and reused, you know, again. So we take that in. And then we do get quite a few fluorescent light bulbs come in. For some reason, they said we're an anomaly, but we get lots of small propane tanks. So they will take a tank like the size you would use for a gas grill and smaller. So your little camping stove, Coleman little tanks, we take those too. But we get way more at our events than they do at many of the other events that they hold across the state. There are only just like three different vendors in the state of Michigan that take in household hazardous waste. So they travel all over. Our vendor goes up to Traverse City. They go over to St. Joe. They're all over the Detroit area.
All right. So those are all things that many of us have laying around that we may not know what to do with, to say nothing of batteries, right? I mean, so much is battery operated. We use the cells, and then if you're like me, I put them in a bag until the bag fills up, and then I take it and recycle them. But those accumulate quickly.
Yes. And you know, whereas the alkaline ones are not super dangerous, the lithium batteries, which are ever so, you know, they're in everything. They're more popular. Now you can get them and they look almost exactly like an alkaline battery, interchangeable with your items. Those can be rather dangerous. And so we do ask if you're bringing in lithiums that you keep them separate from your alkaline batteries. So they're going to say lithium or Li ion on them or Li. But a lot of them are little button batteries, but then you also see, I see them as just double A's that look almost exactly the same, but they're the same. They're going to be in some of your power tools, in your laptops, in your phones. And the risk with these is that they can get damaged, and they can swell and they become compromised. They will smoke, they can combust. They're the source of a lot of fires in garbage trucks, at landfills and recycling centers. It doesn't take much. So it's good if you do have lithium batteries at your home that you're not using or don't plan to use, get them out of your home and take them to a household hazardous waste collection for disposal.
And an event like this would be a great opportunity. You know, our friends at the Inquirer wrote a story about this, and they were kind enough to list some of the things that fall under these categories. So we'll link that article in the show notes for this episode at battlecreekpodcast.com so you can see some of that. But I'm just reading some of that, and and it's interesting because there's some things there you might not expect that fall under the electronics category. Certainly DVDs and VCRs and computers and stereo equipment, but Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Are considered electronics that you can recycle.
Yeah, all the wiring.
Wiring, wires and cords. If you're an average American household, you'll open a junk drawer like many of us have and pull out some cord. You have no idea where that once
what it belonged to.
Or maybe you say, oh, I don't have this camera anymore, but here's the cord. What do I do with that? This is considered part of the electronics thing. Posters, and especially blenders.
And I was going to say, like, a lot of people change, like, if they have like a satellite, like Dish or, you know, that we get lots of those things coming in. You know, if you changed your cable provider, they don't always take all your stuff. That is completely recyclable with us too.
Any other ways in which you prefer to receive some of this stuff? You talked about oil-based paint. Do you have to solidify that at all or dry it out? Don't have to do that.
No. So that we do ask that people keep the paint separate just because we just take oil-based paint. So we will go through all the paint and make sure that it's not latex paint. And so that latex is more like water-based. And you just have to look and read through the, you know, the ingredients. And on the county's website, we do have some information about how to dry up latex paint and then how to like identify if you have latex paint or oil-based paint available. And then we just suggest, especially if you're bringing liquids, that you're putting those items in something that in case one of the containers became compromised and it leaked while you were driving it, that you're not ruining your vehicle. And so I really suggest putting things in like a plastic bucket or a plastic tote. Or if you do use a cardboard box, that maybe you line it with like a garbage bag just to try to prevent things from leaking all over your car. Because we did have that happen a couple years ago at one of our household hazardous waste events, that somebody was hauling solvents and the metal can gave way while she was driving it there. And it went all over the back of her SUV. And like it smelled horrible. We felt just terrible for her. We did what we could to absorb it with some pads, but we can't take care of it. Like we couldn't completely take care of it. So just, And then I was going to say, and make sure, like, if you have something in a container that it didn't come in, if you know what it is, write what it is on the container, just so we make sure that we put it in the right disposal
box. Well, you talked about as many as 800 cars in this thing. Yeah. I presume that's a growing number. When you when you hold these events, you see more and more people, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we did, like, we used to take more things at our April event, and we did kind of limit the list down a bit just because we had too many vehicles coming through. So we don't take styrofoam at this event, the polystyrene styrofoam. We take that every week at our Marshall Recycle Center, but we had a lot of people just coming to the event with styrofoam, and it was just making the line go out of the city of Battle Creek into Emmett Township. So that wasn't working, you know, for public safety. So,
yeah.
But we do take, like I said, we take polystyrene at the Marshall Recycle Center every week.
All right. Well, then that makes it useful to not have to bring it to this occasional event. So this is Bailey Park, Monday, the 22nd of April, Earth Day, noon until 5:30 over on Capitol Avenue. Of course, do you have any thoughts about how to manage, help you manage the traffic control? Is there anything we can do?
Well, people will be entering the event off of Emmett Street. And I know law enforcement really prefers that people make a right hand turn from Emmett onto Wagner. Sometimes if it gets too out of control, they will block it, so you're not able to make a left hand turn. So I would just plan on approaching the event from Emmett and turning right onto Wagner, and then entering the park from Wagner, and then the collection is going to be in the larger lot. That's kind of the main parking lot that people would park in if they were going to C.O. Brown Stadium. Okay.
Good. So just bear that in mind. Traffic control is a safety concern at something like this. So plan on making a right, as Sarah said. So plan accordingly. I would imagine that your staff fashions this as a big event, the all hands on deck kind of deal. Yeah. So doing more of these puts more pressure on your department. So I imagine you can see the value in doing more, but you have to be able to staff those.
Yeah, it's hard to staff them. And so we pretty much shut down community development at the county and everyone in community development. So it doesn't matter if they're GIS, parks, senior services, they are at my event working in some manner or fashion. So we will all be at Bailey Park on Monday collecting material.
Yeah.
But you know what, even just the vendors. So people don't understand sometimes the cost of these, but when you have a household hazardous waste collection, that can easily be over $20,000 for just one event. Yeah. It gets very expensive depending on what comes in. Mercury is one of the most expensive items that we take. And sometimes we get just amazing amounts of mercury coming in. So that's really? Another one. So if people have old thermometers, the old thermostats, this is a great opportunity to get that out of your house and properly disposed of too.
That's where that mostly comes from. Those two sources, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's a great point that it's all hands on deck. And you really meant that, the whole community development department, which is several different areas. Mm-hmm. It is a lot of different folks who stand up and help, even if they're not in the area of recycling, to make these happen. So hopefully in the future, you'll be able to do more of these, because this doesn't, you know, we're not really making a lot of VCRs anymore, for example, but they're still out there.
And, oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We just can't, like, the CRT TVs, so the tube TVs, like, it is amazing how many of those are still coming in to the collection, and console TVs. Oh, my grandparents would have those. And
yeah,
even when their console TV died, they put their new TV on top of it.
On top of it. Yeah, it became a TV stand. That's right.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. But no, we still see a lot of them. I don't know when they'll stop showing up at our collection events. But, you know, and we do get a lot of stuff. It's a great opportunity for people that are, like, working on an estate. You know, if they had a loved one that passed away and you're trying to clean out the house and get rid of things, because we can take beauty products and medications and electronics and cleaners and stuff that you don't know what to do with, you know, when you're trying to get rid of them. And it's not stuff that anybody wants. This is just a really great way to get rid of that material and outdated things.
Other than styrofoam, is there anything mm-hmm. you can't take?
Well, you know, I mentioned we're not going to take latex paint. So just if you bring it, you're going to bring it home with you. So just, mm-hmm. you know that when you're loading stuff into your car, try to make sure that you don't put it in there. And I think that's pretty much we're going to take. This is a good one because this is one that if you're not sure what category something is.
Yeah.
This takes it. So we like I said, we can do the batteries, the electronics, and the appliances. And then, you know, some things are really hard to tell what is it, you know, who's the best vendor. And so we'll ship them around and make sure they go with the best place to handle the material. We also, like a lot of people don't realize, household hazardous waste collections do take sharps. So if you are using like lancets and needles for your medications, that we do take those items. You just need to put them in a thick plastic bottle with a lid, label it sharps if you don't have an official sharps container.
Okay.
But this is a great way to get those out of your home because I know a lot of people use those and then they don't know how to get rid of them. And I've talked to people before that have had like a dozen containers sitting in their house because they didn't know what to do. So this is a great way to get rid of those too.
Yeah.
Huge. Even if you have cats, like cats, some cats get diabetes. And so I know I've had people that have had, you know, their diabetes stuff for their cats that they bring in as well. And wow. like home dialysis stuff is another thing that we've run into. So,
well, what an incredible service that we can take advantage of on Monday, Earth Day, April 22nd, free recycling event, mm-hmm. Calhoun County residents. I presume you have to prove your residency.
Well, we really like people to be honest.
Yes, okay.
We're not, you know, eventually we may have to start carding people. We aren't right now, but we're asking people to be honest. It's funded, our programming is funded with a host agreement that Calhoun County has with the CNC landfill.
Okay.
And it's to provide, you know, environmental type services to our residents. And it's what we get in return for having a landfill in our county. Yeah. So it's a special perk. For our residents to be able to have programming like this at the level that we have it. And I know four household hazardous waste collections might not seem like enough, but a lot of counties only have one or two.
True.
So, you know, we do provide more than a lot of counties. And then we do a second electronics collection in Albion in May. And then the city of Battle Creek typically does an electronics collection for their residents as well. So we do what we can. Unfortunately, a lot of these things are getting more and more expensive, you know, but we're trying, you know, we're working on what we can do to keep providing the services where we have them.
Well, clearly it's an incredibly needed service because mm-hmm. of the response that you get. So you yes. see that. And we all know that with what we have laying around at home that we just don't know what to do with. So here it is, Monday, April 22nd, noon to 5:30, Bailey Park, Calhoun County residents, a free recycling event. Sarah Lundy, thank mm-hmm. you for this and good luck.
Thank you. And I hope we see a lot of people there. I'm looking forward to it. Looks like we're going to have great weather. So
yeah, it looks like fingers crossed. That's not going to be an issue. So good.
Yes.
Happy Earth Day. See you on Monday.